This is Apocalypse Radio for Sunday, June 2nd of 2024, 3:20 in the p.m. This is webisode 789.
They're the good guys to know. Everyone agrees. So step up, good guys, and sign in, please.
This is Apocalypse Radio for
insert date here
2005.
Dude, your intro is so 2005.
Oh, it's 2008.
2024?
Is it really?
Think about that for a moment.
And now, here's your host, Charlie.
Goddamn son of a bitch!
And Shaman.
Insufferable cock.
And we're back.
Hola, senores and senoritas.
Charlie over here.
And Shaman over here.
We did do a show last week, didn't we?
No.
No? Oh, that's right, because I was out of town.
Yeah, you were out of town.
Yeah, I was coming back. I didn't get back into town until
right
that day. Yeah,
yeah.
I don't remember if we did one or not. No, I don't know.
Nope.
I don't even know what week it is sometimes.
I'm with you right there.
But yeah, but you have an excuse. You're retired.
Exactly. Yeah, I don't know. I don't know what
every
day is what.
Every day's a holiday.
Matter of fact, yeah, I was gonna say Barb. She, I guess it was this past Monday, Memorial Day. I didn't even think about the fact that she had it off, because when her alarm, she actually accidentally left her alarm on, and when her alarm went off, that the you know Monday morning, my immediate reaction was to reach over and shake her. I actually had to stop for a second and go, "Oh, she doesn't work today. It's Monday. Oh, I thought it was still Saturday. Okay." I get utterly, just completely fucking lost.
Yep.
The only way to differentiate one night from the next is on Friday and Saturday nights. I try to be in bed by about 12:30 instead of 1:30 or 2, so I can get up at a human hour the next day and see Barb.
Yeah.
Which, like today.
Go see the grandkid and your house.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Today was kind of the average day out for a weekend. I was up by, I think, 10:30, 11 o'clock. But that's early enough in my book to still be able to go out and get lunch or brunch somewhere.
Yeah.
And but still late enough to have slept in most of the morning.
Yeah.
Shit, I don't know if she still does that. I'm sure she doesn't with Sydney. But Shelby used to sleep in till noon or noon or thereabouts before she had the little muggy.
Yeah,
she used to sleep in. I want to say Clint used to do that too, because I used to rag him about it back when I was still getting up at a human hour.
Yeah,
I don't even know if I'd call it a human hour, but that's beside the point. Yes, I don't know where this was going, but it was going somewhere.
Yeah.
Right now it's going to my frappuccino.
Every holiday, when you don't have to work.
There you go.
And I'm like, I'm lost. I mean, it's like every day's a work day.
Yeah, there you go.
Except on the weekend, I should sleep in.
Right.
Dude, I got guys like make tea times 8 o'clock in the fucking morning.
Fuck that shit. Fuck a bunch of early tea times. Shit.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
Yeah.
I still like to play in the afternoons, but the problem is you're facing the noonday sun when you play in the afternoon, so hottest point in the day.
Well,
you're going to used to be able to stand hot temperatures.
True. It all depends. I played one day, I played a little bit later in the day, like 9:30, 10 o'clock. It was fucking roasting by 1 o'clock.
Oh, I believe it.
I was like dripping.
Yeah. Hell yeah. Back then, I didn't mind sweating because it kept the weight off. Now I'm too old to sweat. I don't want that shit.
Nope. Here's the thing, though. They always play on Sunday. Like, that's my day. I have to do shit.
Right.
And so, that's what I'm curious. I really kind of hate playing on Sunday. I love playing on Saturday. Saturday's not a busy day anyway.
Right, right.
Sunday's the day I really like to get up, you know, do a few things. It's the one day I know I don't have anything going on.
Yeah, you know? There you go.
And by the time I get done with all of it, you know, it's 2 o'clock in the afternoon.
Yeah.
Like, where the fucking day go?
Yeah, yeah.
I'm back to work now, you know.
Damn.
So on Saturday, I'm like, oh, where's the day go? That's all right, I'm off tomorrow.
Yeah. Yeah.
You have something, you know. Sunday, I'm like, oh.
Damn.
I gotta work tomorrow, damn it.
Yep.
So, well, that's it. I got nothing, dude. I mean, really, you know, you and I had a big long conversation last night. You know my life right now.
Yes.
I got nothing.
Yes.
I got nothing going on. I mean, just work.
Just work, and work, so work.
I've not watched anything. Oh, is that new Acolyte show started yet?
Starts June 4th, which I think is...
Oh, okay. That's
it's Wednesday. Tuesday.
Or Tuesday, yeah. Yeah.
Yeah, I thought they were doing their shows on Wednesdays. That's weird. So, yeah, Tuesday, it's a 2-episode premiere. And this is...
How many episodes is it?
No idea. I'm going to bet... I'm going to bet 8.
Six.
All right. No, I'm going to bet 8. I bet 8. Because okay. It's a totally... I'm trying to remember if... I think there seems... I seem to remember there's one cast member who's a name, and I can't remember who it is.
What's your face to play Trinity?
8 episodes. There it is. Oh, that's right. Carrie Ann Moss. That's who it is. Yeah. Carrie Ann Moss. Yeah. Show reportedly cost $180 million for the 8 episodes. Does not appear to be pitched as a limited series, so it may get green light for more seasons later on.
Yeah.
Arrives at the double episode premiere. Will be weekly after that. So 7 weeks of episodes. Which is fine. I still prefer the giant dump at once routine. I still prefer that because now I'm into, it's like the old days. I'm into like 3, 4, maybe 5 new series, but they're all shows that do the weekly thing.
Yeah.
Like there's a couple of shows on Amazon I'm watching. Then there's, of course, Young Sheldon, which actually now is wrapped up.
Yeah.
So I think all the episodes, including this current season, are somewhere on streaming. Barb told me where they were. It might have been Paramount.
I think so, yeah. CBS.
Yeah, I would have thought it was Max. But, yeah, Paramount, I think, is who she said had the current season.
Yeah, they're the ones on CBS. So.
Okay. Because, yeah, it wrapped up. It finished the series just this. Yeah, it's
2 weeks ago.
I thought the final episode had run weeks ago. But apparently.
I thought it ran a couple weeks ago.
What's that?
I thought it ran a couple weeks ago.
Yeah, no, it apparently ran just this past week.
Okay. Well, yeah. I know they're leading into a whole new series now.
Yes, Georgie. Barb tells me it's a Georgie's
first marriage aspect out of it.
Yeah.
It's the character we don't know anything about because they never bring him up. I think on the show, did they? They never bring him.
Oh yeah,
his brother.
Yeah, Jerry O'Connell.
Oh, that's who it was. I had no idea when he even showed up.
Yeah, that was it was when Sheldon was getting married because his mother wanted him to invite his brother, and he had no interest in inviting his brother. And his brother was.
They brought him in at the end.
Yeah, it was one of the final seasons. Yes.
Yeah.
It was,
see. Yeah. And very after Young Sheldon had started. And so here's his brother. He had to explain because you haven't heard anything about him in the Big Bang Theory. Know about his sister. Don't know him about his brother.
Right, yeah. Yeah, we did. They did do Georgie. They went 10 seasons. I think Georgie was like 7th or 8th season, maybe. Yeah. Somewhere around there. Because he was the Tire King of Texas and... Had an entire chain of tire places, and like I say, it was Jerry O'Connell who played him, which I thought was a great choice for playing Sheldon's brother. But yeah, apparently the new series is Georgie and his wife. And the funny part is there's another series in the works. And I've been reading about this one for the past year or so. Supposedly, there is going to be a spinoff series from Big Bang Theory, not Young Sheldon. And nobody knows what it could be.
Young Penny?
What's that?
Young Penny or whatever the fuck you're talking about?
I don't know.
I've heard some, like, a Young Penny series.
Possible, I guess. I don't know.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. Yeah, that's...
Is this the sitcom CSI?
Yeah, exactly. Everybody's NCIS. Young Lives. Yeah. Yeah, there's...
Big Bang Theory, Los Angeles. Big Bang Theory, Las Vegas.
There you go. Yeah. I mean, if they did a Howard series or a Raj series, I might watch it.
Yeah.
I might actually dig watching that. I'm sure it'd be funny.
Yeah.
Because I'm sure some of the same people would be involved, writing-wise and directing-wise, I'm sure.
They could turn into Joey.
What's that? Oh, well, say what?
They could turn into Joey.
Oh, my God, Joey. Oh, God.
The sequel that didn't need to happen. The follow-up series that didn't need to happen.
That series was so bad. So bad. Yeah. Yeah. Barb. If I remember right, Barb knew it was bad. She realized it was bad, but I think she still liked it.
Yeah.
I think she still enjoyed it. Damn. I forgot all about Joey.
Yeah.
God, Jesus. I remember everybody was so excited. And if I remember right, didn't Chandler show up on a crossover episode?
Maybe.
It seems like Chandler or somebody showed up in one episode with a cameo appearance.
Yeah.
And I keep thinking it was Matt LeBlanc.
Yeah.
I'm going to have to look that up later. I'm going to have to look that up.
Phoebe.
Not Matt LeBlanc. Wait a minute. I'm thinking of shit.
Yeah. Yeah, you're thinking, yeah. Yeah, Matthew Perry.
Thank you, Matthew Perry. Yeah, I was drawing a total blank on his name. Yeah. Jesus. You're on a total blank.
Yeah.
Well, let's see. Back on the Acolyte. Acolyte, June 4th. Boys, Season 4, June 13th. How far away is that? Because I...
That's the lead for Season 2.
Oh, my God. Dude, it is... Well, no, no, no.
I think... No. Season 2 or Season 3?
Now you got to finish Season 3. Now you got to finish season two, three.
Hang on.
Wait a minute.
Season one ended with what?
Fuck.
Is that the one where Homelander blew up the house with what's her face in it?
Mavis. I can't remember. Season two was the one that ended with Stormfront being torched, if I remember right. You know what? One ended with him discovering he had a kid.
Oh, that's right. Yes, yeah, so he blew up.
Yeah.
And had a kid with what's his face?
Butcher's wife. Yeah, with Butcher's wife. And then second season was the damaging of Stormfront by the kid. Accidentally.
And now, Stormfront was the racist girl?
Yes, yes. She was.
Okay,
I'm
only on Season 2.
Oh,
shit. I haven't finished Season 2.
You haven't finished Season 2?
Nope.
Jesus.
I mean...
Holy shit, I didn't realize you were that far behind.
You know me in these kind of shows. I'll enjoy the show, but at the same time, I'm like, I just cringe watching it sometimes.
Oh, my God. It's so good. Well, matter of fact,
it's like they get off and try to make you feel uncomfortable. I'm like, I don't like that shit.
Oh, it gets worse.
I know.
You don't even realize you actually are further behind than you think, because not only do you have to finish season two and
I'm not watching it all. No, I'm not watching the other thing.
You have to watch Gen V because it ties in.
No, I ain't gonna watch all that shit with the girl fucking menstruating and killing motherfuckers with it. You know, that dude, I don't need to see that shit.
No, it's funny though.
No,
funny in a dark, ugly way.
Yeah. Again, I've just never gotten into that shit. I don't know why. I should. I think I'll talk about it all day.
Yeah.
But when it's actually put there, I'm like, oh man, that's not funny. It's horrible.
That's why I love that series. Gen V just took it to a whole new level. And matter of fact, it's going to be really interesting to see what goes on in The Boys for season 4, because Gen V took it to such a level of shock factor.
Yeah.
That I don't.
For shock factor in season 4, there is no shock factor. It's just going to be wholesome.
Yeah.
That's going to be the shocking part. I can't. That's fucking messed up. It's something wholesome.
That would be funny.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Butcher goes to church. Oh my God. Did you see that?
Damn. Oh, that's right. Wait a minute. I forgot. One of the main characters in Gen V died. I forgot. Like, genuinely died in real life.
Oh.
Yeah, it was this kid. His name was Chance Perdomo. He played one of the, I'd call it, 3 or 4 main characters in the series. He was a linchpin character.
Yeah.
And he died. I can't even remember what it was over.
Is that the
27 years old.
The guy recently?
Yeah. Fatal Motor Accident. Fatal Motor Accident. Yeah.
Perdomo.
Yeah.
Who was the actor, whatever, that got shot or killed? What was it? Well, a few weeks ago. Maybe last week. I don't know. It was like,
the catalytic converter incident. Somebody was trying to steal his catalytic converter.
It's something. I don't know.
Hold on. Murder. Death. Former General Hospital actor killed during catalytic converter theft. Yeah, he came out, and apparently they were trying to jack his converter, which, for anybody who doesn't realize, catalytic converters can contain platinum, which is, of course, a very valuable metal, and people will steal them and take them and melt them down, or have them melted down, or sell them to somebody who will melt them down and get the platinum out of them. So that's why catalytic converters are so fucking expensive when you have to replace one on a car.
Okay, after Johnny Wachter, what the fuck? Oh, yeah, General Hospital died in a shooting downtown L.A. But actor Nick Pasquale, who the fuck's that? Had border an attempted murder charge, so he tried to stab his makeup artist. Uh-huh. This was like 3 days ago. Damn. All this shit happened like recently.
Fucking crazy shit. Fucking crazy ass shit.
Yeah.
A man was crushed to death while allegedly attempting to steal a catalytic converter. May of this year. Jesus. That's almost as bad as the people used to, and that used to be, is still a huge problem, is in the field of radio, where guys will come out and strip a remote radio transmitter site of all the copper and take it, and sell it at the local scrap place, because copper, again, is valuable, and there's always a need for it, because it's used in a lot of electricity or electrician work and, electrical outlets and everything else. We had the biggest problem out at the old LAP building, out in the middle of nowhere. I remember we came in one day and suddenly the readings were just all over the road.
Oh, yeah.
And we couldn't figure out, Jerry couldn't figure out what was going on. And then we all jumped in the car. If I remember right, we all jumped in the car and drove out there, and every inch of copper had been stripped out of the hung lines going out into the fields where the towers were. Every square inch of it had been stripped. And we had to replace somebody had to replace, not me, all that cabling and wiring. And I remember it happened again like 12 months later. Somebody came through again and stripped every inch of copper they could get their hands on out of that fucking field. Such a huge problem. I get worried. People apparently stealing AC units, outside AC units, is a thing.
Oh, yeah.
And I was not aware of this. Apparently, it is a problem in some areas of this city I have just recently discovered. And now when I hear something outside, I start worrying, oh, shit, is somebody stealing my AC unit? What the fuck's going on out there?
Oh, no.
I get panicked to shit.
I've got a funny story.
Yes.
And I doubt anybody that knows this will ever. It was Terry's former boss.
Yeah.
Who was a prepper. He used to always get ammunition. He was prepping for the end of the world and shit like that.
Okay.
And evidently, someone stole his air conditioner and didn't know about it until he called the AC company to come and check on why his air conditioner wasn't working.
Oh, no.
Oh, I'm like, this motherfucker's prepared for the end of the world. He can't even stop anything from stealing his fucking air conditioner.
Oh, my God. That's hilarious.
Stole the whole fucking thing. What the fuck?
Damn.
Yeah.
God, that would suck ass.
No shit.
Jesus.
And you think there's enough cameras now. I mean, I've got cameras pointed at almost every aspect of the house.
Right.
You know, unless they come and do it while I'm home in the middle of the day, or, you know, while I'm home on the weekend, or, you know, after 6 o'clock in the evening and before midnight, you know, I'm going to catch it on camera.
Yeah.
You got to get alerts all the time. What's going on with cameras?
Yeah.
Even though I need to upgrade my shit to Ring. The blinks are okay, and they're essentially the same thing as Ring, if I'm not mistaken.
Right.
They're both owned by Amazon.
Yeah.
But it just seems like, you know.
I love the Ring shit, man. We've got one on the, we've got the door. What do they call it? The peephole. We've got the peephole version of the Ring, which is kind of the one that I recommend. Just out of the simple fact that I like where it's mounted. Directly dead center of the door, looking straight down the stairs.
I got nothing on the inside. Well, I have one on the inside, but I keep it turned, you know, around at all times, unless we leave.
Yeah.
For like a long period of time, then I point it right at the garage door.
Okay.
That way, if somebody comes in, it'll go off.
You'll know, right.
Yeah, you know, while I'm out of town. Because I've got one points out over the garage or front yard.
Yeah.
That looks right directly down my truck.
Okay.
I've got one for the doorbell. I've also got one above the front door that I hadn't bought the doorbell yet. I bought the doorbell because our doorbell quit working and there's a bunch of wiring shit. I'm like, I'm not fucking messing with that shit. So I'm going to get a doorbell camera. And did that. And I've got two in the backyard. One overlooks the right side, one overlooks the left side.
Okay.
So any movement, you know, I pretty much catch it.
Right. Yeah, we use the, we're doing the Ring thing. We get the, like I say, we got the front door and we've got another camera out back on the back patio with a light on it. It's got a, light up, you know, light the area really well light on it, which also has a solar panel attached to it. So there's no need to string power or have power in it. It's got batteries in it, but theoretically, they're constantly charging and discharging at the same time. So you're using up the power, but you're filling it, you know, immediately with that whole solar panel going on.
Yeah.
So I've never had a problem with it running out of power. I think the lowest it ever got was, and it was during that hard cold snap we had, I think it got down to like 30% power. And then, you know, the next day, the cold let up. Of course, batteries, the colder it gets, the less efficient the battery is. And that's, you know, that was part of what was affecting it. But, yeah, we've got that out back. It looks fantastic. Matter of fact, it looks better in the dark. The picture looks better in the dark than it does when the security light goes off and lights the entire area.
Yeah.
It actually looks better. It's night scope. Our night vision is so good that I get a clear portrait of the backyard to the edges of the fence, at least as far as I can see them from that point. Yeah, those things are great. Only thing that bothers me is if there we've got cats and raccoons, because we back up to the country, and they constantly travel our back porch. So I'll be laying there, you know, 3 a.m, half in, half out, and bang, that security light, which is right in our window, that security light will go off, and it will wake me up immediately, because I'll see the light shining through my eyelids. Yeah, so I'll wake up, and it's like, oh, damn it. And about 30 seconds later, as soon as the raccoon's gone, it'll turn itself off. I've never had it light up for anything that was actually anything other than an animal on the back porch. Yeah.
No, you haven't had anything, you know, neighbor rose yard or something like that. My camera will go off during the day.
Mm-hmm.
At night, it's always an animal. It's like a cat.
Right.
You know, going, and that's only at the front door. It's not like that's the only place it goes off. I've not had anybody walking through, checking my truck or, you know. Now, I've had neighbors down the street, people checking their vehicles.
Really? That's one thing I do love about having a garage, man. I always worry about leaving cars out and shit.
Well, I mean, they call it I'm using air quotes here, two-car garage.
Right.
But good luck. My truck, I would have to pull it all the way up the wall.
Oh, okay.
Just to get the Allison in.
Okay, see,
and then there wouldn't be room side by side to put both cars in.
Yeah, I've got the opposite issue. Not that it's an issue, but my garage is so deep that you could actually take the space in front of the cars, wall it off, put drywall up, and you could actually build an extra room to put in there and have it be a decent size, at least the size of my office in the downstairs. You could easily section off part of that garage. So yeah, it's if we didn't have all the junk that's in there, I'd probably pull up to the front of the garage just to have more room to walk around behind the cars.
Yeah. Well, this show went from, you know, what we started out in geek talk and all this other shit, and now we're talking about home talk. No, because I'd like to go ahead. I've got the crawl space above the garage.
Yeah.
I'd like to go ahead and just get the drop pull down ladder in there. That way, I would take most of the shit I've got sitting in storage in the garage
and put it up.
I'd move all that shit upstairs. Yeah. It was just easy to get to. If I just pull downstairs and walk up it, that'd be perfect.
There you go.
But as it is, I could get a ladder up, push it over, crawl up there. I mean, there's plenty of room to put stuff, but it's a pain in the ass to get there. So I'm, you know, one, I'm not going to put it in myself because I'm not that damn handy.
Yeah, there you go.
I would never trust a thing I put in myself.
Right. Don't blame me. I'd be the same way.
But I think, you know, it'd be about $600 probably. Probably about $400 bucks.
That's not horrible.
To me, that's not horrible, but it's like, okay, I got other shit to do
right now. Right.
I can live with some more junk in my garage.
Yeah, there you go.
Not like I'm hosting parties in the garage.
Mm-hmm. Very
true. Is the thing. That means people down here use their garages like basements.
Oh, do they?
Yeah. I mean, because you can't have a basement down here.
Right.
So, I mean, people have like screens for their garages. Where they keep their doors open and have a screen that goes across the front.
Damn.
And they painted the floors and painted the walls and, you know, got stuff in there, TV. I mean, I've got a refrigerator out there.
Yeah.
You know, but, you know, they got, you know, TVs and stuff like that, and they can move it all and pull the cars in, but more people actually just park in the driveway and have the garage as an area they hang out in.
So you all just park out in the garage or out in the driveway?
No, Terry parks in the garage.
Oh, she parks in the garage. Okay, okay.
Are you kidding? She's not going to, she's not going to hear what?
Hey, I'm right there with her. I'm right there with her. That was when we moved here 30 years ago.
Yeah.
I had almost nothing to do. Matter of fact, nothing to do with choosing the house, in so much as I never went to see it. I never went and checked out houses with Barb.
Yeah.
She just went. She knew what I wanted. I said, I got to have a basement and I got to have a two-car garage. And that's all I have to have.
Yeah.
If you can get a fireplace, get a fireplace. But if not, no big deal. And she came back like a week later and was like, all right, do you want to go see this place? I think we found the house. And I was like, you don't have to make me go see it. You just buy it. Fuck it.
Yeah.
I don't care. And she made me go anyway. And I was like, looks good. Yeah, it's a house. It's got walls. Let's buy it. Let's get this. Yeah. I don't give a shit. I don't care. I'll go anywhere.
I'm pretty much the same way for the most part.
Fuck that.
Even though I was pissed, oh, my fucking yard is just trashed right now.
That sucks.
Well, yeah, it sucks big time. I think it's been bugs or something like that. I have no idea. I got a lawn care company coming this week to try and fix it.
Bring it back to life?
Yeah, because I got places shit which just won't grow. Just dead spots.
Damn.
And I keep, doing shit to it, and it will get better for a little bit, and then it just, boom. It's like it comes back aggressively to say, fuck you.
Right, right.
How dare you try to make us green? Fuck you.
Man, it's probably only the last year or two that we've always had a couple spots, like you said. You just can't get anything to grow. In my case, though, it was the dogs.
Yeah.
Because we had two dogs.
That's the part in the backyard. I got, Maggie's does her share of,
Right.
And God, when she runs in the backyard and gets her zoomies.
Yeah.
Man, it's like a fucking horse going through there. She's just throwing up solid.
Oh, I bet.
She's a huge ass dog. But...
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
I can imagine. But, anytime
the backyard's different. But the front yard, the front yard looks like shit.
Damn.
I never thought I'd be that guy. But I'm that guy. Shit. Fucking dog.
See, what you need is what my old engineer used to love the fact when he lived in Colorado. I think it was him that used to talk about the fact that was his favorite part was the front yard was a rock garden
If I made a show to money, I'd buy the synthetic grass.
Yeah, there you go.
That goes down there and it's like, fuck it, done and done.
Yeah, there you go.
Yeah, but I mean, we need more people to donate on this podcast to get me synthetic fucking grass. A lot of donations here.
You started a fund for buying Charlie a new lawn.
I need a GoFundMe to buy synthetic grass for the yards. I don't have to get all worried about mowing it and shit again.
Oh, wouldn't that be nice?
Mm-hmm.
Damn. That'd be perfect. Of course, you'd have to pick up the poo.
Yeah, not in the front yard.
You'd still have to pick it up, wouldn't you?
No, but my dog doesn't go in the front yard.
Oh.
Not going to go to the backyard.
Okay. That's true. That's true.
The backyard, I can live with.
Yeah.
It's the front yard, the stuff that people see.
Okay, I see. Okay, yeah. I get it. Okay. Yeah. That makes sense.
Yeah. Backyard, As long as it stays okay and usable and not too shabby looking, I'm cool with it.
Right.
It's the front yard.
Okay. Well, that makes sense.
I want people to grab. I go, that's a damn fine looking yard.
I wonder what one of those yards would cost.
It's pretty fucking expensive. I looked it up. That shit ain't cheap. Yeah.
Damn. I never thought about that. How much that would be?
Unless I was gonna make my backyard like some kind of synthetic zoysia.
Right.
It all looks like a big putting green.
Oh, there you go.
See how awesome that would be.
Oh, that would be amazing. You could build, build your own little multi-hole little putting green. That would be so awesome.
Oh, no, right?
I would love something like that in the backyard. I would actually go out in the yard if I had something like that.
Oh, yeah. Right?
Shit.
Oh, man.
That would be awesome. I ought to tell Barb, if you want me to go outside, here's how to do it. Have somebody build a putting green in the backyard.
Yeah.
I'll spend all my time outside.
You say that.
Yeah, exactly. I'd still. I'd spend time out there. I love putting. Man.
Oh, yeah. I looked because there was bigger. And if I expand out the patio.
Yeah.
I'm still waiting for fucking concrete people to call me back. And talking about expanding out a little bit more.
Yeah.
I thought about you get on Amazon. There are these big, huge lay down mats that are the size of a green.
Okay.
They're a putty green.
Oh, cool.
I'd get that in heartbeat. I had a big ass area out here. I'm just going to sit there and practice when I'm putting all day long.
Oh, yeah.
Or get a, a swing mat.
Yeah.
And practice. That's the biggest thing. It's not going to range. I need to practice my fucking swing.
Okay.
So I can get consistent with it.
Right.
Because I'm just like, I get up there and I have too much in my head. By the way, for everybody listening and keeping up at home, I shot a 122 today.
122 is not bad.
Shit.
That's not bad.
That's first day I played, in a long time score.
Yeah.
I basically got it down to about 110.
Okay.
And then today just it fell apart because my head was just fucked up all day. So
damn.
But it's been fucked up all weekend.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
And hopefully I'll get it all straightened out by next week.
I have great faith.
So.
Yeah.
But we're all good. Anything else we can go over? Anything?
Let's see. Box office.
What was box office?
Box office. Garfield, number one. That is so funny.
How much?
Garfield. Let's see. Estimated $14 million for Garfield. What do you mean?
Was this first weekend or second weekend?
Second.
Okay.
I'm pretty sure.
We didn't do a show last week, so.
Right. I'm pretty sure this is the second weekend. I'm almost positive.
How much did it make today?
Let's see. $60 million film. I assume the $60 million refers to Garfield. $100 million mark. Overseas. Total global of 152. So it's a success. Yeah, it's a success.
And guess who's the star?
Oh, there it is. Yeah, that's how much it was for theirs. Furiosa cost $168 million to produce.
Yeah.
And it fell down to $10 million after a really crappy Memorial Day opening weekend. Stalling overseas also only took in $21 million. From 77 markets, global total of $114 million. 49 domestic and 64 international.
But back to Garfield. He still has the movie magic, the box office magic, Chris Pratt, everybody.
Is Pratt in that?
He's Garfield.
Oh, Jesus. What is Pratt not doing right now?
I don't know. I mean, but the thing is, it wasn't like pushed as Chris Pratt, though. It's like, the life story. The voice of Chris, none of that goes on.
Yeah.
He just voiced it and, it's like that and, Super Mario and.
Damn.
I haven't heard his voice on it, but.
Yeah, no
idea.
How
it sounds.
No idea. Let's see, also in there was If the Imaginary Friends Krasinski Ryan Reynolds movie.
Which I'm kind of like surprised that has not done as well as I would have thought they would have done well.
Yeah, I think a lot of people were surprised by how not well it has done.
Yeah.
Now they're sitting here saying enjoying strong staying power. Grossed another $10 million domestic in its third weekend. North American tally of $80 million. $138 million worldwide. I know it's making it past $100 million, which pretty much denotes for a lot of movies, especially little comedies, success. But I expected this to be a much bigger movie because of the subject matter and because it's got Ryan Reynolds.
How that did versus Detective Pikachu.
Good question. Very good question.
Love Detective Pikachu.
I love Detective Pikachu. That was a fun movie. Yeah, that was a fun movie, and I don't know shit about Pokemon. That was good. And I'm sure I'm going to like this one. We'll know soon because...
Yeah, that's going to be in video real soon.
Yeah, video, if I remember right, Imaginary Friends comes, I think, in about 3 weeks.
Yeah.
I think it's 3 weeks till that one hits digital.
Yeah.
So it'll come fast. Again, Kingdom of the Planet, let's see, number 4. Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes, $8 million.
That's pretty good money.
Yeah, that's made $337 million worldwide. Yeah, it's the top grossing summer title so far to date. So you're going to see that franchise definitely continue on. Fucking Andy Serkis has pretty much got a job for life. He has become the motion capture machine.
Yeah.
Between Planet of the Apes and the Lord of the Rings stuff. Yeah, he's all over so many of that type movies. He's really good though. But let's see. On the verge of passing up the $147 million earned by the last one, which was War for the Planet of the Apes.
Yeah.
That was the third movie in the series. Damn, did it take them 7 years to come up with a fourth movie? I did not realize that. Because that was the third. Yeah, I did not realize that.
Have they brought those brain people in yet?
Have they what?
The brain people? The people that were trapped in the
Oh, yeah, Victor Buono. I don't know.
The only reason I call them brain people is because in Mystery Science Theater, when they moved over to the Sci-Fi Network and, they kind of jumped around for a bit. They were traveling through time.
Yeah.
And through a wormhole, and they landed on the Planet of the Apes. And they had one of the apes and then one of the brain guys, the guy that could talk phonetically or whatever.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
That's funny.
Okay.
That's funny.
Yeah.
The brain people. I forgot all about them. That was either the second or third movie. I can't remember which one.
Beneath. I think it may have been Beneath and the Planet of the Apes.
Yeah, the Omega Missile.
Yeah.
The Alpha and Omega, beginning and the end, and the wiping out the planet and everything else.
Yeah.
Damn. I need to sit down and watch that series again. It has been so many years since I've seen that.
Well, I mean, okay. So, Planet of the Apes, great.
Yeah.
What was it? Return?
Beneath. I think it was...
So the second one, I don't think it's second Beneath.
I think it's Beneath. Wait a minute.
Well, Charlton Heston basically just had a cameo, right?
Charlton had a cameo in two.
Yeah.
In number two. Let's see. Wait a minute. How much? Let's see. Oh, damn it. There we go. Rise.
The Apes, like the last one. That was like so bad. That was like with the bad costumes and everything else.
Okay, there it is. Planet of the Apes, Beneath the Planet of the Apes, Escape from the Planet of the Apes, Conquest of the Planet of the Apes with Ricardo Montalban, and Battle for the Planet of the Apes.
Yeah, Battle was the one that was really shitty.
Yeah, that was the final one.
Yeah.
And Roddy
and
was.
Was there a TV series?
Yes, there was. Yes, there was. And I'm pretty sure, I'm 99% sure I have a copy of the TV series in the other room along with my Planet of the Apes.
How many seasons did that even go? One, two?
It was probably one or two.
I remember it.
Yeah, it was probably one or two seasons.
I remember it.
Yeah.
But, and that kind of led into the final movie from that original series, if I'm not mistaken.
I can't remember. Can't remember if it led in or not. I don't remember.
The Escape from from Planet of the Apes wasn't. Which one was that?
Not sure.
Was Escape the one where the two went back in time or something like that?
Let's see.
Two apes. And I think that was the one with Ricardo Montalban. Because they left their baby with Ricardo Montalban.
Let's see. Film is a sequel. In the second sequel. So it's the third movie. Three apes flee their world before it's destroyed. I guess that's the Omega Bomb. Travel back in time to present day America. Where the humans discover the trio are intelligent, capable of speech. And they treat them as research animals. Right. Yeah. Okay. That makes sense. That's what I thought. Well, let's see. What is the movie after Escape from? Conquest
was the...
near future where humans have turned the one where they had, slaves. Yeah. Okay. Caesar rises from bondage to lead an ape rebellion.
Yeah.
Okay.
Oh, Ricardo Montalban is there.
Eric Brady.
Yeah, Cornelius and Zira.
Kim Hunter.
Is Ricardo Montalban in both of them?
I can't remember. I remember Conquest he plays Armando.
And Escape?
It's possible.
Yeah, he was in both of them.
Was he? Okay.
Because they leave the baby. Cornelius and Zira leave the baby with Ricardo Montalban at the end.
Yeah, okay. I remember that. I remember that.
Yeah.
Let's see. Okay. Where did that come from? Oh, it was...
Oh, Planet of the Apes.
Yeah.
We and then we were talking about how they introduced the brain people.
Yeah, there you go. Okay. So, yeah, it was fourth. Fifth was Fall Guy. So Fall Guy, even though it's out on digital availability, it's still making good money at the box office. So.
Yeah.
Fuck yeah. And for anybody who doesn't realize this, Netflix did a shadow drop last night, Saturday night at midnight. Godzilla Minus One, subtitled or dubbed, is now available on Netflix. And Netflix is supposedly getting Godzilla Minus Color later on this year.
Okay.
So they'll be getting the black and white one at some point towards the fall.
Now, Godzilla Kong, New Empire, what the fuck is it called?
Godzilla Times Kong. The New Empire?
Yeah. That's already out there on streaming, right? That's on Max.
Yes. It is out there on streaming, and it may be on Max, yes.
Did they add, well, no, or is it on Apple?
It would be Max. Yeah, it would be Max.
Yeah, you're right, it would be Max.
Yeah.
Even though, who has the rights to Monarch? That was Apple, wasn't it?
It's not Apple. It's whatever it is, Legendary Entertainment TV? Or whatever. Yeah, it's just that they did an Apple series in conjunction with Apple. And as a matter of fact, it got renewed, so there will be a second season of Monarch.
Okay.
We don't know when, but we know there is a second season coming.
Yeah.
For sure, definitely.
Okay.
Yeah, so it'll be here.
So, all right, there we go. So there's all the news you need to know. Anything video game related we need to talk about?
Nothing I can.
I know we need to find a new video game.
Yeah, we need to find something new. We got
bad to. Because whatever, and we don't even play golf anymore.
Right. I can't. I mean, well, as a matter of fact,
PGA,
two or three times.
The PGA 2K23 was we got kicked out of the game.
Yeah, we got kicked out. Yeah.
Yeah,
we'd get five.
And we
holes
got
in.
Rory, we or not Rory, but the EA.
Right.
Play, but they all hate that.
Right. Right.
I think you and I just start playing it and say fuck it. I mean, I'll just play it. We're playing golf.
There you go.
I don't care.
Fuck it. Fuck it. We want to get in there.
Yeah, we want to get something going on.
Yeah. Yeah. The girl. I mean, God knows I love the poker, but.
If you're having a bad night, it's just not fun.
Yeah, it's just if you're getting a bad run of cards, it's shit.
Yeah.
And it just really gets old
fast. And I'm like broke all the time at fucking poker.
That's true, yeah. That's.
I'm just like, I'm always, you know. And again, my goal is to get down there to the point where I have no money and see what the game does to keep me in chips.
Only $49 and you can have $3.5 million in the game.
Yeah, that's great. $49. What are you going to give me for free? Keep me playing so you can keep pushing me.
There you go. To purchase, yeah.
To purchase stuff.
Yeah.
Well, you can give me to make micro purchases.
I want to know how many of those $49 packages they've sold.
Oh, you know they have. You know
I'm sure. I'm sure.
The thing is, it doesn't up your level either.
No, it doesn't. No.
Yeah.
Matter of fact, I've figured out the whole level thing is a fucking scam. The higher in level you get and the higher in club affiliation rank you get, because I'm ranked 2 now, and they go hand in hand on going up. But the higher you get those two numbers, the faster you start jumping levels. Because I'm already up to 75 or 80. I'm moving way ahead. And I'm not playing. I'm not playing during the day. I rarely ever play it during the day. Usually the only time I play it is when we all get together at night.
Yeah.
So, it's the further up you level, the faster and faster those levels start coming. I can't wait to get into the over 100 range. Just because it looks good on the screen. Level 105.
Yeah. Then we see people there like level 1,000. Like, how the fuck did you get that?
Oh, that's, I don't see how people just play that much. I mean, Jesus Christ. Level 1,000. Good God.
All right. We are done, I think, for the show this week.
Yep.
So until next week, have yourself a good one.
Yep.
Hey, donate to the show. Help me buy some synthetic grass. or if you own a synthetic grass temple.
Ooh, call him. There you go.
Yeah, give me a yell. Shoot me an email.
There you go.
Need an endorser. That gets literally hundreds of people a week.
Yeah, there you go.
I'm right there. So, also leave us a review if you want to. We'll take that.
Yep.
We're done, though. We'll catch you next week, hopefully. Until then, have a good one. Later.
Later.
If you'd like to send an email, email to charlie@apocalypseradio.com or shaman@apocalypseradio.com. To subscribe, use the links at apocalypseradio.com or search for us on iTunes.
Dave's rolling, man. Make some noise.
Live from the intersection of beer and bongs.
Okay, tape's rolling.
On that lonely old highway we call the World Wide Web.
Oh, dude, start over.
Making sure the net never gets predictable. It's...
I'll mollify it with some sounds.
Apocalypse Radio.
Well, there you have it, folks. Another happy ending from the good people at Jimmy James Incorporated.
Good night, Herr Doctor.
Good night, Frau Blücher.
Galactus, Galactus, the devourer of worlds. What? Are you recording? That was mean.